What's good, feisty kittens? What's good? Hey, it's Courtney. It's on the table. It's Tuesday, September 4th. Can you tell that, like, September is, like, already, it's starting out feisty. I don't know what to say, feisty kittens, but I just have to roll with it. Coming off of a coffee fiasco this morning. So, I don't know. You gotta just stay focused. Hold me in your heart today, feisty kittens. I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Just had a coffee mishap that might have shook the whole day. Getting coffee and had someone, because I do have to say, if you're a non-coffee drinker and you are in some way responsible for the coffee making, whether that's in a work situation, whether you're with a group of friends, please raise your hand and say, hey, I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm not a coffee connoisseur. Please, so you can warn those who are. Maybe someone, if they've got a few minutes, they can take the time to show you the proper way to brew a cup, or maybe they can, you know, guide you through it. Maybe they'd be happy to take the duties. But please, there are coffee drinkers who depend on the Java being right. It like, we depend on it. And so, you know, like, I had a little mishap. Young person, very, very friendly. Just had the customer service thing just down all the way. I mean, I'm telling you, smashing customer service. Only problem, you know, I always say that when you got issues, especially in the workplace, it's either your people, your processes, or your systems. And in this particular instance, I cannot blame the peoples, because, like I said, very nice young man, you know, really excited about his job early in the morning. So, you know, you got to roll with it, you know, knowing your name, all excited, wanting to know how your day is, you know, so you got to love the customer service. So peoples, I had to check off on this particular instance. No, it was not the peoples. So I thought systems, but hey, top of the line coffee brewer. Top of the line. So when your systems are working utmost, like pew pew, firing off like pistons, the whole place is smelling just like the roast in the air, I couldn't blame the systems. I couldn't. But that's when I got to that whole process part. Process. And here is where we found the glitch in the system. Because I tasted, I said, what is this? Because the brew that I had, just literally every cell in my body had been like steering towards and just saying, literally, if we can just get a little of the juice in the system, we'll be good. And it's like, it's been that type of morning, people. It's been that type of morning. So I'm thinking, okay, the juice is almost here. Okay, so here's the thing, right? The processes, you know, there's steps to this, you know, there's steps to this. It's like, you know, and you know, we all know the steps, the basic steps of making coffee, but in this particular instance, in each individual step, there has to be quality standards, you know, like for me in my home and at my coffee station, it's not just a spoon. It is the coffee spoon. There's one spoon that is allowed to stir my coffee. It's not allowed to be used just because it's at the coffee station that is in somewhat close proximity to the oven and other drawers. This spoon is never, ever, ever to be used to quickly stir things, to quickly taste things, whether that's from the refrigerator or from a bubbling pot on the stove. Never. Never, people, is this spoon the spoon, because it's literally called the coffee spoon. Even my grandchildren know this. And you can hear the, if you use Nana's the coffee spoon. It's like they'll say, that's the coffee spoon. Nana's going to be upset. Yes. You've got to teach them young, people. You've got to teach them young. And in my home, people have been properly trained to know that the coffee spoon is only allowed to go in the cup that is containing coffee and that you'll be stirring at the coffee station. Yes, because coffee station stuff is not allowed to leave from the kitchen either. No. okay? It's like, that's why it's properly equipped, so you can do everything you need before you leave the area. Okay, so I digress. But back to the processes here. Okay, so there we've established there are processes to getting this done. In this particular instance, young, very friendly customer service man, he was all over it. But the problem was that somewhere, someone perhaps in closing the night before had kind of forgotten part of their they had forgotten part of their process. And so the supplies were not properly equipped. And this young man thought, well, I'm short a bag of the regular brew, so I'll just toss this decaf in. It won't matter. Da-da. I would put some like dramatic music in here right now, but Anchor, I don't know what's going on with Anchor. I don't have the background. So I had to make it somewhat dramatic. I hope that worked. But yeah, it traumatized me. I felt a little like in my chest when he told me that. And again, keep in mind that he told me this with his most friendly customer service smile and voice, uniform all nice and, you know, grinning and yeah, just happy with what he had accomplished. So who am I to shatter this young man's like outlook on a pleasant day and an exciting job? Who am I to do this? I'll tell you, I am someone who literally had my whole day shattered when he said that he had mixed dark, like the dark roast with a decaf. How does this happen? Apparently, there's some systems and processes that fell behind the day before. That's how this happens. But nevertheless, I'd already started sipping it, I will confess. The cells were slightly being revived in the body. So it might have been more mental. I don't know. It might have been more mental where I had this, but at the same time, it's interesting how the mind works, because I immediately told myself that I could not drink anymore. And it's like, so I'm kind of half coasting. So let this be a public service announcement to those who are in charge of making the coffee and those who are in charge of leaving the supplies for making the coffee. Please. Your people, they can be putting in their 100%. They could be smashing it. Okay, and it's like, and if your systems are on point and everything, you know what, this is step one, this is step two, then please, people, it's like as the processes, as they slide into action, you can feel the well-oiled machine. So, I don't know. We've all got the people in our lives that either enhance what we're doing or kind of take away from it in some way or slow it down. We all have those systems. Every day, whether it's our the job that we go to, whether it's our financial systems, our support systems, but we all have those systems that we depend on a daily basis to get things moving. And then we've got those processes. It's like the things that we do step by step that either move us closer to what we're trying to get accomplished or take us a little bit further away or cause a detour in some way. So I don't know, as you move throughout the day, if you're a coffee person, please make sure you don't mix the decaf and the regular, but you know, hey, in your regular life, look at where maybe you might be mixing the decaf and the regular in your life and not getting the cup of excellence that you expected. So I don't know. Today, peoples, feisty kittens, go out there, make the best pot of coffee that you can today in your life, and hey, I'm Courtney, and you're awesome. You know that? So until next time, go be it. Peace.